It's such a gorgeous, quaint, cozy, and charming little town. Again, if you don't believe me, watch my videos on YouTube. Wink, wink. Hey there, Zesties. How have you guys been? I've come out from my month-long hiatus, which was supposed to be a fortnight only, but I kind of enjoyed myself too much. But now I'm back. And it's much more appropriate to call this episode the start of a new season, eh? As a prelude to the new season, today's episode is more of a sit-down, chill episode. So nothing serious, but still quite interesting. But does that mean that season 6 will be a serious season? Nah, we shall see. But before anything else, thanks so much, Zesties, for sticking around 5 seasons. That's 2 years and counting, and I couldn't be much more grateful for you guys for listening to this podcast. We had our ups and downs, but hey, that's life. And for those of you who are new to this podcast, welcome to the show. In this podcast, we talk about personal development, society, and culture. So if this is right up your alley, please consider subscribing. I've linked my socials down below on the episode notes as well, if you're interested. So yes, Zesties, welcome to another season. And to commemorate this new beginning, I'm sharing some of the footages on my recent trip to New Zealand. So it's now up on YouTube, links on the episode notes below. My partner and I went to Queenstown, and it's actually our first time in New Zealand. So big shout out to my co-host of the Nerd Defense podcast because he's actually based in New Zealand. However, he's based in Auckland and we went to Queenstown. But anyway, that might be next on our bucket list. So hopefully we'll be able to visit soon. So Queenstown is 3 hours and 30 minutes from Brizzy. Very convenient, very close. I think almost the same travel time as Fiji, I would say, which is quite exciting. It sits on the South Island's Lake Wakatipu against the Southern Alps. If you'd like to see how marvelous it is, please consider watching the new episode on the Gleeful Talk Show's YouTube channel, all right? Queenstown is actually known as the adventure capital of the world, home to a range of adventures from the world's most famous bungee jumps, the Kawarau Bridge Bungee, to jet boat thrills through the rugged beauty and unspoiled grandeur of the white water rapids of the Shotover River, to quote the official New Zealand tourism website. However, Zesties, we didn't go there. So sorry to bust your bubbles. I guess I'm at that stage in my life right now that I prefer chill adventures, if you know what I mean. I guess it's the old age, I would say. Perhaps if I were in my teens to mid-20s, I would go for the whitewater rapids, which I actually did in Cagayan de Oro in the Philippines. But never in my life would I ever go for bungee jumping. It's just not my cup of tea. Anywho, if you're a foreigner with a permanent visa in Australia, you don't need a visa to go to New Zealand, but you will need an NZETA or New Zealand Electronic Travel Authority. You must get an NZETA if you do not have a valid visa and you are either traveling on a passport from a visa waiver country or traveling as a permanent resident of Australia. If you are a New Zealand or Australian citizen, then obviously you do not need an NZETA. So of course, I needed to get one because I'm an Australian permanent resident. It's quite easy and fairly quick as well. Processing time is around 72 hours and costs from 17 New Zealand dollars. It's valid for 2 to 5 years depending on, you know, how long you'll be staying there. Now, here's the tricky part. When we got to the airport, for some reason, the ground staff thinks that I don't have an Australian permanent residency because my visa grant was stating my old passport and my maiden surname. But I did undergo a process way back with the immigration to update that, and they gave me a VEVO, that's V-E-V-O, visa check document, which has all the updated details. But the visa grant number doesn't show there because the visa grant number was when you had your visa granted first, if you know what I mean. But anyway, for some reason, they think it didn't update. I don't really know. I feel like the ground staff might be mistaken because prior to going to this New Zealand trip, I have been out of Australia for like numerous times, like since 2019, like maybe 5 or 7 times out of the country. Not even kidding. And that includes visiting Europe twice as well. So anyway, I do applaud the ground staff's meticulousness, and by no means I'm calling them out. In fact, the staff called the immigration and asked their supervisor. He did a lot, actually, and we kind of held up other passengers at that time. But he did what he could just to, you know, clarify things, to really know whether we have the right visa and all with the right documentation. But also, we weren't in the main check-in desk. We were somewhere in the computerized desk. So even though, you know, we kind of held up some other passengers waiting down the line. So I'm sorry about that, fellow passengers, but it is what it is. However, yeah, so kudos actually for that ground staff for making sure that everyone who gets on board have proper documentation. So we were stuck there for 45 minutes, actually, and good thing we arrived 3 hours before departure, so we still made it on time. So guys, make sure you have ample time before departure, especially on international trips, because you really never know what happens, you know. Like this one, we were quite confident that we're going to get in because we've, you know, I've been out of the country for several times already, and no one asked or no one questioned the validity of my, you know, my visa because of my maiden surname and all. But this was the first time, actually. However, I mean, kudos to the ground staff who really checks very well these kinds of documents. Anyway, we were able to get in, yes, thank God. And we stayed in Queenstown mainly, explored Lake Wakatipu, which is the main lake where Queenstown sits. It's such a gorgeous, quaint, cozy, and charming little town. Again, if you don't believe me, watch my videos on YouTube. Wink, wink. And then we also explored Lake Wanaka and Lake Tekapo. When we arrived at Lake Wanaka, I was so enamored by the place that to the point that I said to myself, can we live here? And then the last leg of our trip was Lake Tekapo, where we went for stargazing at the Dark Sky Project. The stargazing facility is at the Aoraki Mackenzie International Dark Sky Reserve, the largest gold standard international dark sky reserve in the world. This was founded by Graeme Murray and Hide Ozawa. The mission and purpose of this project is to advocate for the appreciation and preservation of our night sky in the face of increasing light pollution. Apparently, on one particularly clear, cold night, standing on the mountain alone, because there had not been an interest in a tour that night, Hide turned to Graeme exacerbated. He said, "You New Zealanders take your stars for granted. You don't appreciate the asset you have here in the night sky. If we had a sky like this in Japan, we would create a park to protect it." It was this comment that set the wheels in motion, and the rest is history. And my God, it was really, really dark. And you needed that for stargazing. And you know, guys, that was the very first time I saw the real night sky. It's beyond beautiful. It has a gazillion stars. You can see them with your own naked eyes. It's unbelievable. I'm not even exaggerating. It's a treat to your senses. So, from the Lake Tekapo area, we were taken by a van towards Mount John, where the Dark Sky Reserve base is. It was completely dark, as I mentioned, and our driver was so skilled, he can even turn off his lights when we were near the area and can still drive. So we're on top of this mountain without any lights at all. We can't even use white light on the phone, no flashes whatsoever. So you ask me, Glee, what if I want to go to the toilet? Well, you can, but the loo is in red light. Apparently, using white light will disrupt the research on the facility. And, you know, they've got these massive telescopes that can observe stars and all that jazz. And researchers on that area as well. So you can't really disrupt that with your white light. And even the nearby village, there is a contract with the government that you are limited to a certain number of lights on during the night. So that was really, really quite interesting. And the guides were also astronomers. The good thing that even though they were scientists, they explained it quite well, where an average non-scientist tourist like me can still understand and can actually be engaged throughout the tour. Also, the laser was so freaking cool. I don't have video for it, but imagine. You are looking at the starry, starry sky, and the guide was talking about a particular constellation. And they explain about the constellation and stuff, and then point to a particular star. And you can actually see which star they were referring to because of that laser pointer. Think about the laser pointer as a lightsaber, only thinner and longer, that you see that it touches the sky for some reason. I'm not even kidding, y'all. Anyway, it was so amazing, such an amazing trip. We were only there for, I think, 3 nights, but it was a trip of a lifetime, I would say. And if you guys are super into stargazing, I highly, highly recommend checking this dark sky project out. I've shown some photos on my newest YouTube video, so if you're curious, have a look. It was super awesome. Even telling the tale makes me smile from ear to ear. Would I go back to New Zealand again? Heck yeah. It's just less than 4 hours from Brisbane. One big takeaway as well that I wanted to share with you guys is that we should take care of our planet Earth. Cliche as it sounds, we really need to. Otherwise, wonders like this might fade away if we don't take care of it. Not only wonders, but just the basic things that, you know, nature gives us will be taken away or will fade away if we don't take care of what our natural resources is, what our environment is. So take care of it, not only for you or your kids, but for the generations to come. Thanks so much, Zesties, for tuning in to this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it to your friends. I would really appreciate it. Please follow me on my socials, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. If you'd like to support the show and would like to give me a cup of coffee or two, please head down to the episode notes to find out how. And big thanks to Radu Suchin or Jem for the continued support. Any episode recommendations, please let me know on the comment section or email to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. If you'd like to share your thoughts on this topic, please send a voice memo, keep it relatively short, and send to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. I might feature your entry on a future episode. Until then, keep living the gleeful life.